Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among the high-profile races this November here in Massachusetts, there's one that could change the face of Beacon Hill. Senate President Therese Murray is facing a fierce re-election fight this year. Republican Thomas Keyes is fighting for the seat again after he lost to Murray 2 years ago, but only by about 3,600 votes or about 5 percentage points. The two candidates debate in Kingston tonight. For a look at the race, we're joined this morning by Matt Murphy, a reporter with the State House News Service. Good morning, Matt, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So what makes this race so competitive?
Well, a number of things. I mean, one, you saw Tom Keyes give the Senate president a good race last time, as you mentioned. Come back 2 years later, he's running again with name recognition in an election where Scott Brown is on the ballot in a district that also has been traditionally favorable to Republican candidates. Brown does very well down in the area. Before Terry Murray held this seat, it was held by Republicans. So all of that comes together and sort of makes for a dynamic for a good competitive race.
So is the district more conservative now? And on the other side, are Murray's 20 years in the Senate making a good case for her, or are they a liability?
It's unclear whether or not this is going to be that sort of change election where everyone wants to just throw out the incumbents. Her district did change a bit in redistricting, which could favor Keyes a bit in some areas. But this is going to come down to, I think, in large part, the turnout on November 6th and whether or not Brown and the Republican ballot and Romney as well can bring out enough Republican voters.
All right, let's talk about Keyes for a minute. What makes him so popular down there in that district?
Well, you know, he's a fiscal conservative, a businessman. Like I said, a lot of registered Republicans, a lot of strong support for Republicans in that district. And Murray, you know, he's been painting Murray as a typical Beacon Hill insider, trying to link her to some of the scandals that have plagued the Capitol here and the legislature, including the probation scandal. So all of that seems to be working a bit for him.
Murray was actually named in the grand jury indictment in the patronage scandal swallowing up the probation department, but she was not charged. How's that scandal playing out down in the district? How might it affect this race?
Well, we've seen it sort of die down when, at its height, there was so much talk about these pending indictments. Everyone was expecting current sitting legislatures to get indicted as part of the federal investigation. When that sort of came and went, we saw a few indictments of the key players in the patronage scandal, but none of the current sitting legislators. Some of it died down. Now, Keyes is trying to look at Murray's campaign finance reports and the money she has spent on outside counsel and trying to use that to link her to it. She has in the past talked about this, declined to speak specifically about the investigation and whether or not she's been interviewed, but just kind of brushing aside the expenditures as something she routinely does to get outside legal counsel for a range of activities she does in the Senate.
Will Keyes himself face some questions? He's running a campaign that focused on ethics, but you reported yesterday that he failed to report on a state campaign finance form that he bought a new home in the town of Sandwich and took out a $439,000 mortgage in the process from a friend and a political donor. How do you think that might play out in the race?
Sure. I mean, on the face of it, there's nothing wrong with what Keyes did there. The loan is legal. Everything, you know, could be above board. He says that the Merrills, from whom he took out that $439,000 loan to purchase that home, were close family friends. They also happen to be donors. The problem comes when he didn't report it. Now, he says it was a glitch in the software system. It's difficult to confirm that with the Ethics Commission, and they don't talk about these things on the record. But when you're running on transparency, restoring integrity, it just raises questions about why these things were omitted.
So, Matt, I have to ask then, finally, do you rate this race as a toss-up? Is it that close?
Well, I don't know. It's difficult for me to make predictions like that. If you talk to people around the Murray campaign, they feel much better about this race than they did 2 years ago. They feel like she's putting in the work. They are confident, but I wouldn't be surprised to see this race within a few points.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service, thanks for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Bob.